Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again as we go look into the words of Paul, and we can see also the very battles that we have as your messengers, as your children called out of darkness to walk in your light, Lord, that people would also look at us through the wrong eyes, listening to the wrong spirit. But thank you, Father God, that these words that you've given him to build him up and to share with us is really encouraging, Father God. Thank you, Lord. You've called us out of darkness to know you, to hear from you and walk with you. And thank you that we as brothers in the race can encourage one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 10, verse 9 to 11. And what's this talk about me bullying you with my letters? His letters are brawny and potent, but in person he's a weakling and mumbles when he talks. Such talk won't survive scrutiny. What we write when away, we do when present. We're the exact same person, absent or present, in letter or in person.
Yeah, so what we can just see here, you know, there's attack on his letters, what he's instructing, and then on his character. And so it's really, it's real demonic. And we can just see there that's people that's been influenced by the powers and principalities of darkness. They're not taking hold of Paul's calling. They're not taking hold of the reason he's writing and the commission that he's got to enlighten and to encourage and to uplift. And so it's a distraction. And they're suffering the consequence. And then their listeners, their people that they are there to motivate and encourage like Paul, that's not taking place. So the wonderful encouragement again is just to know, you know, we have all been called out of darkness to know the Lord and to walk with the Lord. And this is what Paul encourages. And especially in Ephesians chapter 3, we can see if you don't know his calling and you come and you judge him by the flesh, which has come from the lack of knowledge, and the powers and principalities of darkness, you are touching a child of God, you know, and you don't want to do that. And you're missing out on the blessings, as he goes on there in the letter, that when you read this, you will be encouraged and enlightened and to know the goodness of God that's available in Christ that we are co-heirs of. So making room for the darkness is being our babes to good. To the good things, the wonderful life and life in abundance that's available for us in Christ Jesus, that's found in a brother or a sister, and being babes to that, and then wise to what is evil. You're becoming a part of the problem, you know. You're not seeing yourself, so you're not being healed, and you're not being a blessing to others, where it's the opposite. We're not supposed to be babes to what is good and wise to what is evil. We're there to be babes to what is evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will soon crusade underneath our feet. So let's encourage one another, walk in the light as he's in the light, and be a light in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.